I mean, this is human rights.
Right.
The very aspect of living in decent housing, of eating, of having an education. It's always been the essence of this. Some people try to carve it up by saying other things and saying all these things that they were good people. Of course, we know that they were very beautiful people who came in.
Angel, do you want to say something about Dick before I say something about that question?
Definitely. So, in terms of the question, was there a particular period we're talking about? Because I know some folks saying,
just to preface it, because I'm surprised at, the answers I've been getting from Leon and Carlos and Dave, that, they didn't talk about starting the Civil Rights Movement, as the first, one of the first major movements. They started back past the Reconstruction in the past. Because, as you know, major points that are brought up about movements today is the Civil Rights Movement. They don't even talk about the Reconstruction Movement and how the movement started behind that. So what we're just talking about is what are the major movements? The movement during the Reconstruction period, the movement the blacks had during the Civil War, and they brought it on up to the World War movement during the World War. I guess we would talk about the movement when people were moving from the South.
The Great Migration.
Great Migration, when they was moving. All those movements started way before the Civil Rights Movement. Go ahead, Angel.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm glad you mentioned it. And in New York State, we're in a very unique position because not only was the Great Migration black experience, but even from the time when slavery existed in New York State, you had the existence of Caribbean peoples that were imported as slaves too, or ended up becoming free people over here in places like New York City. And that's the reason why the Caribbean presence was so important in the black experience all the way up to the present day. We see how in New York, we had a mixture. Again, we have remnants of underground railroad communities all throughout New York State. And that's something that we could always talk about more in depth. And of course, not just the English-speaking blacks, but Spanish and French-speaking blacks as well. Puerto Ricans, Cubans, Haitians that were very much part of the black experience too. And joined groups like the Universal Negro Improvement Association, which was an international organization. It lived up to its name. From Puerto Rico to the Dominican Republic to Cuba to the Canal Zone and Panama, all had chapters, and it was part of a global movement. And in the 1930s, with groups like the African Blood Brotherhood, I'm sorry, from the 1920s, the African Blood Brotherhood, then the 1930s, the American Negro Labor Congress, and the International Labor Defense that fought for the Scottsboro Seven, that brought global attention. Even Diego Rivera, the Mexican painter, had to say every country had its own Scottsboro. And that was quite prescient to this day. So if we were considered black ones before, it's always critical to see why should we call it human rights? Because even before civil rights, people were always looking at what was happening here and understanding that impact, that influence. And human rights is a way of saying that the whole world has to watch what's going on here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Go ahead, Dave.
I can say something, and I certainly will. The chances that we have to pinpoint it, Christopher Saddix is the first person to die in the American Revolution. And if you go to Boston, and you know what Boston is like, and you see the poll talking about Christopher Saddix is the top person on that poll. At the memorial, what happened? He got shot. He got shot because he was a fugitive slave who became he went with the Buccaneers. He went with the people who were pirates, and the pirates had the most egalitarian way of dealing with spoils and everything. Everybody got their divide. So when he was there in Boston, and the people were arguing, and he was promoting them, the minute he promoted them, the British shot him first. So he got shot first. It goes way back. What goes back? Most people who escaped didn't all go to the North Star. A lot of black people joined the pirates and became part of their crew. So it's a very diverse all the ships coming in had black crews, and they were fundamentally escaped slaves from seaports. So I thought that's just another point in history. But Christmas Addicts, obviously, the first one. The blacks who went to Nova Scotia, some were sent. I think my family's part of that thing. They were sent to the Bahamas. Some of them were sent to England. Some of them were even sent to Australia. These are things that young people should know that. And most of us are bringing stuff to the fore, which is important.
Right. Angel wanted to say something because I had seen making a sound. Okay.
I think that I know what you're saying when you say the, you know, the civil rights movement, of course. Light in the 1960s, when the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee was demanding for rights, the very essence core was there, and later on the Southern Christian Leadership Conference that was founded in 1957. But I'm just saying that all these movements that fought, and many of the church movements, AME Zion, and many other different organizations that fought, were basically, they were fighting for basically for human rights. It was just an internal, just for the United States, but it was here, it was an international struggle that everybody in the world was fighting for human rights. This is one thing that we have to analyze and study, that the basis essence was human rights, the right to have, the right to vote. This is the fundamental and the Declaration of Human Rights, that everybody has a right for housing, everybody has a right for education, everybody has a right to eat instead of starving to death, and also without being homeless. I think that all these things were interrelated to the very, I remember in 1963, the student boycott with the Reverend Milton Gazamson, what do you call that? Hedina Valentin, a Puerto Rican. And they supported this great strike. They supported this great strike that brought some type of reform, some kind of reform, but we still have an apartheid system in New York where they're trying to break even the education by creating these phony for-profit charter schools. So I say that from the very beginning, the strike of, what do you call that? All the different things that occurred, the marching, when they were marching for the basic right for a job, when they were creating the World's Fair in 1964, people were marching just to have a job because it was closed in. It was an apartheid system where only whites and their sons and brothers were allowed to be a member of the union or have a job, but nobody else was in existence. So I think this is that we have to realize that yes, it brought the height of the human rights movement, aka known as the civil rights movement, but there were foundations way before that that brought people struggling, running away from slavery, from chattel slavery to some type of freedom where they saw the Northern Star.